We've got the quarterback, ladies and gentlemen, Tyler Jones, joining us right here on KTSW.
The man himself, head coach Dennis Francione.
Taylor Black's in the house, former Bobcat, currently a pitcher in the Colorado Rockies organization.
So we're here with Jordan Brown, senior midfielder.
Now please be joined by assistant head coach for the Bobcats, Kat Osman. We are now joined by Colby Cargan.
Courtney Corroy.
Black Bennett.
David Mayo. And Money Gang.
This is Paul Goldschmidt. You're listening to Bobcat Radio on KTSW San Marcos.
All right, guys, welcome to the Monday edition of Bobcat Radio. As you are hearing the correct voice, ladies and gentlemen, Jason Harris stepping in on a Monday. Guys, got me in here on a Monday. I don't mind it. Normally it's Friday thing, but I like it. I like it a lot. The after-the-weekend show, we'll call this, and normally leading up into.
It's prime sports. It's prime sports talk real estate, really. You know, you get to cover everything from the weekend. It's going to be a jam-packed show.
That's it will. That, of course, the voice of Matthew Hamill joining me today. Mason Weir back in the house again, the top draft pick coming back in again. I like it. Good to see you here as well, buddy.
Howdy. What's going on, y'all?
Oh, like you said, jam-packed show going on. We've got some volleyball stuff going on and some golf stuff going on as well. Going to reset it. We talked about it a little on Friday as well, but going to reset it for you just in case you missed that Friday show. Then, of course, we're going to cover the softball action that was going on, big Sun Belt Conference matchup for Ricky Woodard and her team. Baseball matchup was a big Sun Belt matchup as well. This is going to be a broom show. A lot of sweeps going on around here, ladies and gentlemen. Some good, some bad, some in between. Then after the break, if we've got any time left, going to be AA action. Matthew's going to have a big soccer update. It was a pretty packed weekend full of soccer, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Pretty packed weekend full of everything. Soccer, baseball, MLB, yeah. NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, Premier League. People were, face on a TV pretty much all weekend.
I have to agree. Like I was doing nothing but watching. I did tune into a little WWE last night, and that is my my guilty pleasure a little bit. But it was baseball, basketball, soccer, just everything all around. So we will get you updated on all that. Once again, you are listening to Bobcat Radio right here on KTSW. Hey, if you want to give us a contact, give us a call at 512-245-FIRE. That's 512-245-3473. If you've got any questions, comment, concerns going on as we do approach the end of softball season. Baseball still got a little bit going on as well. The NFL draft coming in. Maybe we'll be able to talk about that a little bit in the second half of the show, having an update on a special show we'll be have going on for KTSW.
Uh-oh.
Big news if you haven't heard already. And then to round out the show, we've got to talk about this NBA playoffs. Got to get that soccer in there as well. Hey, Twitter, get at us at Twitter, at KTSW Sports. That's pretty much the easiest way to get a hold of us. Sometimes we don't get a chance to answer the phones because we're so busy in here. So if you've got any questions, hit us up at KTSW Sports with any Texas State questions, a softball, baseball. Man, if you want to even ask me about football, we can probably sell something in there as well if the fans want to talk about it.
Yeah, tell us what you want to hear. Drive the bus. Just not Johnny Manziel or Tim Tebow.
Nah.
Let's avoid that. We've been there, done that.
Maybe we'll talk about that August or something like that. August, when football is
actually.
When
it means something.
Yeah, that's true. I tell you what, guys, let's go ahead and jump right into some volleyball news. Again, if you missed it on Friday, we talked a little bit about it. The schedule has come out for Coach Karen Chisholm and her volleyball team. They're playing a big-time schedule this season. Oregon, Arizona, Kentucky, Illinois, the Dirty Birds of UTSA, UALR, the reigning defending Sun Belt Conference champs, a bunch of other stuff going on as well. Three tournaments to kick off the schedule as well. The DZ Classic right here in San Marcos, the SMU Invitational, and the Shocker Volleyball Classic hosted by Wichita State. Guys, what's jumping out to me real quick is this is no gimme schedule. This is no pushover schedule. Coach Karen Chisholm knows she has one of the best programs in the nation, and it's time to get out there and say, bring it on.
Bring
the best
it on.
Of the best.
Yeah, so what can we expect from this exciting schedule? Are we going to Oregon this season?
Oregon is actually coming to us
this year.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait to see the costumes that they wear because they always wear colorful uniforms.
Then we are going to Kentucky. Kentucky was the number 17 team in the nation. So, I mean, that's right up there in the top 20. Of course, UALR is always fantastic. But that Oregon game coming to San Marcos, you're going to have to get there early if you want to get in that thing. Because volleyball games just get packed in general, like Baylor last year. I don't know if y'all got to go to that one or not. That place was rocking. It was louder than any basketball game I've ever been in there. So going to have to get there very, very early if you want to see Texas State Bobcats take on the Oregon Ducks. And then, you know, Arizona has a good program as well. Illinois has a good program as well. UTSA, they can just bring it. Because, you know, I don't know if y'all know.
They like to play against us.
They do, and I like to play against. I like to beat those guys.
Yeah.
Well, a little bit of rivalry going on, in case y'all don't know. I don't really care for UTSA. Just saying.
So now, correct me if I'm wrong, though. Do y'all, I remember, like, it was about, I don't know, like 3 years ago. Would
Texas State volleyball or any Texas State whatever, would we have ever played a team like Oregon or Arizona, you know, a couple years ago? Like, is this a thing that's happening just recently?
I mean, occasionally, like you'd schedule one, you know, big-time out-of-conference thing just to kind of show it off. And, like, the program has always been very, very good, just recently, you know, starting to get up there and win some championships a couple years ago. This, you know, I'm an old guy. I've been around for a long, long time. and this is the first year I can remember that Coach Chisholm going out there and saying, you know, we're just going to take on everybody. We're as good as anybody in this nation.
Right.
Let's go test ourselves against the best of the best right now. And I'm excited for it because, you know, we lost a couple of good players, but a lot of good players are still around.
And, you know, in my few conversations that I've had with people in the athletic department, et cetera, you know, this schedule sort of brings up the conversation of, like, increasing the brand of the school. You know, I know the football schedule has been trying to do that, getting on ESPN2 and everything, and by creating a volleyball schedule like that, it's just another way for Texas State to play in games where they'll be nationally recognized, increase the brand, get people outside of the Central Texas area talking about this athletic program, especially in a way that's not one of the, like, main three sports, basketball, baseball, or football. And it's even better that it's, you know, it's a women's sport as well, volleyball. So right on, the schedule, very exciting. That Oregon game, definitely going to have to go to that one.
That's going to be big stuff. Hey, they did hand out some end-of-the-year awards as well. MVP goes to the junior, Sierra Smith. Finished the year with 520 digs, 33 service aces, 133 assists for her. I don't think there's any doubt about it. She was the MVP of this team. Heart and soul, the libero, the defensive specialist for this team. Newcomer of the year, Lauren Kirch, the freshman, the 6'2". Freshman, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
She is very, very tall. 326 kills, that led the team. 115 blocks, that led the team. 30 service aces, that was second on the team. And it's very exciting to see her. Not only Lauren Kirch, the freshman, but Jordan Cole, the 6'3 freshman as well. So we've got 6'2 and 6'3 on the front line right now. That's just scary. I don't care who we're playing.
They join us. We got a basketball team. They'll be the forward and the center.
I love it, man. If they want to do the dual sport athletes, I'd love to have them over there. Also going around, the Spirit Award went to Ali Gonzalez, the senior, who finished with 499 assists, 162 digs, and most improved went to Brittany Garcia, the senior, as well there. So, again, losing a couple of good players there, but, again, Sierra Smith, Lauren Kirch, Jordan Cole, all coming back next season. I'm very, very excited to see where this goes. And, again, to test us against the best of the best.
It will be exciting.
All right, let's talk a little golf. Sunbelt Conference Tournament was last week. It ended there. Tyler Saunders, the freshman, again, a lot of freshmen in this opening series here, finished fourth place at a -4. That was his third top five finish on the year, his fourth top 10 finish of the year. Most exciting thing about that, though, he got a possible at-large bid for an NCAA tournament. This could be the second year in a row that Texas State puts an athlete in the NCAA tournament. Last year it was Stuart Smallwood. So this year, again, Tyler Saunders, again, just a freshman doing his thing, possibly a shot to make it into the NCAA tournament. Men's NCAA Golf Selection Show is going to be on the Golf Channel May 4th, so I'll be tuning into that and keep you updated. Cross your fingers, everybody. Hopefully we'll get another athlete in there.
A reason to watch the Golf Channel.
Very true. Very nice, calm, serene, and peaceful. Not a lot of yelling going on that channel.
Nope.
For the Bobcats as well, the junior, Justin Newby, finished at eighth place in the Sunbelt Conference Tournament. He was even. That was his third top finish of the year, so he'll be back as well. Just a junior there. And then as a team, the Bobcats finished seventh in the Sunbelt Conference Tournament. And top ten, you know, I'll take that all day, every day, and just continue to build on this program for Texas State. Again, you mentioned expanding the brand. Golf starting to do their own thing as well.
It is. And to get a athlete, I call him an athlete, in the NCAA tournament.
He can do what
tournament.
I can't do. There's no doubt about that.
I'll admit, after spending an afternoon in Topgolf, a good swing is a lot harder than it looks, you know.
Very true. Very true. All right, guys, we're coming up against a break here, just about a minute left. Hey, we're going to give you a little rundown. Softball action going on again, a three-game set versus Appalachian State Sunbelt Conference matchup there. We're going to give you a rundown, a recap on each of those games, take a look at the Sunbelt standings. Recap an interview we had Friday with the Rupp sisters. Both Sarah and Randy were in studio. Fantastic, fantastic interview for us there. And then we'll preview the midweek matchup versus A&M coming up in a few days. Texas State Baseball was also in action as well. They were taking on Troy in a three-game set. Again, a Sunbelt set. We'll give you a recap on all those games as well. I want to get your questions. I asked Trevor, who was my co-host on Friday, a couple of questions about the positions around the team. Going to ask y'all as well, see what you have to think on that. And then, you know, should we have any time left, we'll talk some NBA playoffs. We're going to get some NBA playoffs in there. Just a lot of stuff going on right now.
Three Texas teams.
Absolutely, man. Two of them playing against each other, and they do not like each other. There's no doubt about that. Of course, some MLB action for you, and then we'll round out the show with a few little random stories here and there. All right, but first, you want to tell them, tell them about the good news?
Yes, the good news is, you know, I wish I had some, like, really ultra-dramatic music to play right now. This Thursday, it's the NFL Draft, and KTSW, we're going to be doing a live show from Bobcat Nation Bar and Grill during the NFL Draft, that is Thursday, April 30th, this Thursday, 7 to 10 p.m. Hosts from our very own Bobcat Radio will be there on the scene. We'll be seeing when these guys... Marcus Mariota, Jameis Winston, we just talked about
Leonard Williams.
Leonard Williams,
USC, yeah.
The beast.
Craig Mager, possibly, ladies and gentlemen.
Where they're going to get picked. And right here on KTSW, that is where you can listen to it. We'll be giving you live updates. And if it gets crazy in the end of the first round, who knows, it could go past 10. You know, just ask your parents' permission to stay up late.
That's true. It is past my bedtime, but I think I'd be able to make it.
Yeah, I think so. Some of us got Friday morning stuff.
All right, guys, we're up against the first of the break. When we come back, Texas State softball action. You're listening to Bobcat Radio right here on KTSW San Marcos.